Mr. Vice Chairman, I was speaking about the need for developing a strong UN delegation. I wish that the Honorable Prime Minister would give his attention to this aspect of the matter, particularly in view of the fact that in the next decade or two, politics all over the world would take on a complex character, and it is necessary that men are trained from now on for taking part in international affairs. In the UK and the United States, such delegations are built with men who have wide knowledge of international affairs, and there should be other qualification for a man to be included in such a delegation. In this connection, I should also like to mention that it is time for the government to develop sound conventions regarding the conduct of foreign affairs. In the United States, they have accepted the principle of bipartisan consultation on important affairs of policy. For example, when President Kennedy stood for election, President Eisenhower, even during the period of the conduct of the campaign of President Kennedy, kept him informed about major developments in foreign affairs. We have seen our government sending troops out of this country to the Congo, and at that time I had raised the point that before troops left our country for any assignments of an unusual character like the Congo assignment, members of the opposition should be informally consulted. There will be no question of any leakage of information whatever if leaders in the opposition are consulted on important aspects of foreign policy. The consultative committee of the External Affairs Ministry does go some way to meet the needs of exchanging information about foreign affairs, but the informal consultation of the kind that I mentioned, where the leader of the opposition and leaders of the other parties are called and told by the Prime Minister about unusual developments, would strengthen the convention that the foreign policy of the country has the support not only of the Congress party but also of the entire country. I was speaking about our external publicity, and it is a subject on which I think I can speak with some confidence, as I have been an old time newspaper man in this country. The material which is sent out to foreign countries is extremely scrappy and useless. There is included in these messages some statement of what this minister